your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I have to make one comment about Joshua Phillip. Joshua and Charlotte Cuthbertson, who are going to be on the show later, in a later segment. Actually, Joshua obviously was just on it, are a couple of really great people. I love their paper, and I love the type of reporting that they do. I have Chris Temple on the line right now with me. Chris and I are going to talk also a little bit about a specific aspect about the wall with Mexico that Chris brought up that I think is really interesting. Chris, the question becomes, does Donald Trump, does the administration have the ability, without the support of both the House and the Senate, i.e. Congress, do they have the ability to provide funding for this wall?
Well, the argument I would make, were I on Trump's legal team, is that, and you have to understand how we got to this point, and I want to talk about that, but he probably has more ground under the different provisions of the president being able to take unilateral action than did Barack Obama when he issued an executive order over the so-called Dreamers and really screwed that whole thing up. I mean, Congress should have dealt with that, and I think that's what the Supreme Court ultimately is going to say when they address what Obama did with the Dreamers. In the case of the president, this is more of a direct threat, as he is selling it, to national security. Now, the Democrats are going to cry foul and whatnot. You know, we're recording this Thursday afternoon. By the time people listen to this, we don't know if the president will have made the decision to get his border security by executive order, because it's becoming very clear he's not going to get it any other way. So we'll see what happens. But you know, for everybody involved here, you have had for decades now this, and people, our founding fathers, warned about this in every way, and it's not just the executive branch, it's Congress, which 95% of what they do was never contemplated by Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. It's the Supreme Court, because the overwhelming majority of decisions they have made, they have legislated, they have not stayed within constitutional boundaries and dealt with stuff that they should have dealt with. So all across the board, government has gotten bigger, more powerful, more onerous. And to this day, I use the example, Al, of back in the 80s when Ronald Reagan was president. And there was an instance where he ordered the bombing of Libya, and a lot of people on Capitol Hill, mostly Democrats, got up in arms and said, how dare you do that? You didn't come to us for permission, and so forth. And as matter-of-factly as you could possibly imagine, Jim Baker, who during that particular manifestation of his multifaceted service for Republican presidents was the Secretary of State, he goes in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and says, we didn't have to ask you one damn thing, because what the president did was authorized under Section 51, or Article 51, I'm sorry, of the United Nations Charter. So in many ways, presidents, Congresses, Supreme Courts have been exercising ever more powers well beyond what was ever contemplated. The Democrats shouldn't cry because they thought it was fine when Obama did it over the Dreamers. And frankly, I hope President Trump does do it over border security.
Well, I have to tell you, regarding border security, and we're going to talk about that the last couple of segments with Charlotte, who spent a very large amount of time down on the border, going all the way from Mexico through Arizona and then into California. From what she was telling me, and from what I know about statistics, from what I know about what I hear about the bad guys who are coming in, I believe we do need border security. To me, it's just common sense, basic common sense, and I can't see how anybody can be against that unless they're simply trying to garner votes. Now, what I find to be interesting is that both Pelosi and Schumer, when they initially, when the subject of border security came up, and that was prior to the election of President Trump, they were for it 1,000%, Chris, and now they're trying to buy votes, for lack of better terms, and they're no longer for it 1,000%. You want to comment on that one, buddy?
Well, you know, that's true, and you know, when I was watching everybody's competing presentations to the country the other night, the president was lousy. in his presentation. He's much better off the cuff than he is reading from a teleprompter, even though the latter is supposed to keep him out of trouble and keep him from having a greater chance of putting his foot in his mouth. And then you have the two twins from The Shining.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of money that was spent on them just for makeup would have paid for the border wall, for crying out loud. I mean, that was a real horror show. I thought Trump was bad as far as the appearance. Those two really were over the top.
Yeah.
And not in a good way. But you're right. I mean, whether it's those two, whether it's President Obama, who, and God bless him for it, Donald Trump is making them eat their own words from, you know, before he was president, and he's not.
Why doesn't the damn press report that?
Because the press, like the rest of them, has Trump derangement syndrome. They hate this guy. Donald Trump could save a black family from a burning building, and the coverage would be that Donald Trump let the building burn down.
Right.
That's what you're dealing with. And you know me, I'm not a Trump apologist. I'm not a Trump sycophant. I also don't have Trump derangement syndrome. I'm a scorekeeper. I call things as I see them. On this, he is 100% correct. And every day he should, you know, and Republicans on Capitol Hill, at least some of the conservative media, every day, repeatedly, they should beat these people over the head with their own comments, because it has become abundantly clear. And I'm not the biggest fan of the idea of a wall to begin with, okay? I think there's other issues here. And I think the wall has become a caricature. But when these same people supported all of this stuff and more, and the only reason identifiable you can find that they're against it now is because the guy pushing it, his name is Trump, you know, that tells you what where things are at right now. And like Trump even said himself, and he does constantly exaggerate, but this is from Pelosi and Schumer all about the 2020 elections already. And it reminds me of a cartoon I had a guy do for me when I was writing about this issue 20 years ago, when Gore and Bush Jr. were running against each other. And unlimited immigration, Al, is cheap labor for Republicans and cheap votes for Democrats.
That's
and
right.
The Democrat Party pushes this. They every time there's any voter ID law, they want you to have a driver's license or some kind of ID. It's always the Democrat Party that's against it, because they know that the more undocumented people that they have in this country that are allowed to get through and vote, they know the majority are going to vote for them.
Yep. Well, and that's very true. It's, you know, it's a sad state of affairs that we've come to, Chris. It really is. I mean, right now, the only defense, or I guess I should say offense in this case, that Pelosi, Schumer, and the Dems have, is it's all simply emotions. They're not using facts whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a quick commercial break. We're going to be talking about this at length with Charlotte Boots on the Ground Cuthbertson. Mr. T, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.